Rough Water, Stories of Survival from the Sea, edited by Clint Willis, read by Rick Adamson, George Guidel, Graham Malcolm, and Simon Preble. Audio edited by Kirk Miller and produced by Elisa Weberman and Alfred Martino. This is a Listen and Live audio production. Introduction. I have cherished a healthy fear of the sea since I was 3 years old, when my brother and sister warned me that crabs would pinch my toes if I waded even a few feet into the shallows of the Gulf of Mexico. It turns out that crabs are the least of it. So much happens to people who go to sea. A friend took his little boy and girl wading, not swimming, just wading, in Mexico 30 years ago. The undertow caught the children, and my friend swam after them. They clung to him, and his strength was almost gone before a village fishing boat loomed up in the fog and rescued all three. A neighbor took his two sons out in a fishing skiff without life jackets. A storm blew up, and the boat flipped, and one boy drowned. My father once turned a corner in a battleship and came upon a room filled almost to overflowing with bodies of the dead. The ship was taking part in one of the island invasions of the Pacific War. Another friend bent in ankle-deep surf on a Hawaiian island to examine things growing on an enormous piece of driftwood. A ripple in the tide shifted the log so that it rolled onto his leg. He required rescue and medical attention at a remote clinic. "Ah," said the doctor when my friend staggered in.